Dozens of children are preparing to take part in this year's Late Late Toy Show, which takes place tomorrow. Some moments from toy shows past still stand out to this day, and clips magically re-emerge at this time of the year. Our reporter Helen Donoghue caught up with some former participants to tell us about their memories, and she asked them for their advice for this year's toy show, Girls and Boys.
I'd like to welcome some readers to review some of the latest books for children. Please welcome.
2010 on the Toy Show. Among the book reviewers that year was 7-year-old Sean McGoey.
This isn't about recent Irish political history, is it, Dirty Bertie?
Well...
Steady now.
I was a dirty little stinky boy who picks his nose.
Don't any of you. Go on, say what you're saying there, Sean.
And if you're looking for trouble, Dirty Bertie is the person you're looking for.
I just remember the place was just manic. It was so exciting. I was only 7 at the time. It was unbelievable. Like,
how did you get the gig?
Well, in 2009, the year before I was on it, just as we were sitting down to watch the toy show, our power went at home. So we didn't get to watch it. I remember Mam promising me and my sister, she said, you'll definitely see it next year because I'll get you on it. Mam actually sent a letter. We got an audition, and I remember we were sitting in one of the green rooms and Dahi O'Shea walked by, and that was good enough for us if we never got anywhere else after that. And for some reason, they picked us, and we were from a small village, like, and everyone was looking forward to it. And we were in the local paper at home and all that.
It's our very own toy show choir, ladies and gentlemen.
Not everyone gets to sing a duet with Ed Sheeran. In 2021, Hayley Golden did just that as part of a choir featuring children who benefited from the toy show appeal.
I was really proud to be able to represent the young carers of Family Carers Ireland. We thought it would be like the host singing with us, but then we got the lovely surprise that it was him, and it was great. Everyone was so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ed Sheeran!
Yeah, it was lovely. I was out of this world. I couldn't believe it. But my strongest memory would have to be how special we all felt in the choir. The atmosphere and the beautiful set. It was such a magical experience.
She plans to have music as part of her future career.
Music is my absolute passion, and I regularly sing with my brothers and in the school choir. I'm currently in Leaving Cert, but I plan to go forward into third level to study playing music therapy to help autistic people like my brothers and their families, because I've seen the positive impact it has.
I'll forget to say goodbye before I catch the plane. Would you know the way that I feel when I'm away?
Oh, okay, well, I play it and you sing.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Turn it right up.
Sometimes being surprised by your idols can be overwhelming, as it was for Toby Kaine in 2003.
So I was only 4 at the time, so I was there to demonstrate my karaoke machine. So I was ready to sing my Girls Aloud song, my favourite song at the time, my favourite band. And little did I know they were going to come out and surprise me and start singing the song with me. And I was really overwhelmed. And it's on YouTube. Everyone, it kind of comes back to haunt me every year. But I had practiced and practiced and practiced. I was ready for my moment. And then I just remember I was able to kind of smelled lovely perfume behind me, and I realised that they were there, and I was absolutely thrown.
Okay, Toby. Do you know who they are, Toby? Do you know who they are? Did you expect to see them coming in? You know? I'll tell you what, Toby. You want to talk to those girls, don't you? They're Girls Aloud. No?
I was their biggest fan ever, so I just couldn't believe that they were standing there in front of me. And now looking back, I wished I had like a better reaction, but I was so overwhelmed in that moment.
Toby went on to perform in a number of shows as a child, but didn't pursue a career in music.
I was on various TV shows. I was on Dustin's Daily News and iStar Search. I did loads of local shows. I performed in the Theatre Royal in Waterford, but I do still sing in the shower kind of thing, but no number one hits yet.
So what's the advice for those taking part this year?
Just give it your all. Don't be shy. it's the most amazing experience, and you'll always have it to look back on. So just enjoy it. If your idol is going to pop out behind you, just be ready for it.
Have as much fun as you can, because you'll only get to do it once. Like, it'll always pop up. I know in my own football group at home, the players group chat, the video gets sent in every single year around about 9:30, 10:00 on Friday evening. The message will come in and asking me, am I on again this year? So whoever's on it, just maybe make sure you don't do anything too embarrassing, because you might see it again in 20 years time.
Enjoy every single moment and enjoy being a part of the magic of the night, and just realise that everyone is going to be so, so proud of you.
Hayley Golden, ending that report from Helen Donoghue.